From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The authors of the Southeast chapter of the 5th National Climate Assessment are inviting the public to share their thoughts on climate change-related issues during virtual workshops later this month and early in February. According to MorningAgClips.com, information from the workshops, which are free and open to the public, will help the Southeast chapter decide which topics to cover. For a full list of workshops or learn more about the 5th National Climate Assessment, visit globalchange.gov/NCA5. During the 2020 pandemic and recession, the share of U.S. consumers' disposable personal income spent on food decreased 10.1% from 2019 to 8.62%, a 60-year low. According to agrimarketing.com, the share of DPI spent on food was steady over the past 20 years, decreasing from 9.95% to 9.58%. Consumers spent 1.4% of their incomes on at-home food during that period, while spending 22.2% less of their incomes dining out. The USDA's Ag Research Service has a unique approach of using satellite imagery to predict cattle weight gain on rangelands. By fusing multiple images over time, scientists were able to monitor how forage quality changes in rangelands and how this relates to the cattle's weight during grazing season. It's essential to know when and where the forage production and quality are changing to optimize free-range livestock weight gain and meet environmental objectives.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.